My name is Erica Enderman, and you are listening to CHUO 89.1 FM. Ontario released a 29-page document last week detailing how kids will be returning to in-person learning this fall. After a tumultuous 2020 school year with schools opening and then closing during different waves of the pandemic, parents, teachers, and health professionals all agree that children should return to the classroom. Vikita Bhatt, a middle school teacher in the Peel region, says that she's witnessed the morale of her students declining. She wants to be back in the classroom, but she needs to see it being done differently than how Ontario has proposed.
You know, we've been saying as education workers that in-school should be the priority and there's a path to in-school learning, and yet the government is not willing to invest in that. And we know what's best for our students because we see them every day and we teach them, and we know that it's in-school learning.
The plan has many people worried. As it currently stands, students in grades 1 to 12 must wear masks unless they are eating or involved in low-contact physical activity. Staff and teachers are not required to be vaccinated, and all ventilation systems must be inspected prior to the school's opening. There is no plan in place to manage an outbreak, and no threshold set for when a school should shut down. The Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario said in a statement that the plan is incomplete. They want to see the government lower class size, mandate masking for all students, have on-site asymptomatic testing for high-risk areas, and reverse an $800 million cut to public education for the upcoming school year. Bhatt is stepping into the role of vice president for the Elementary Teachers Federation in Peel this fall. She doesn't want to see her students have to go back and forth between the classroom and online learning again.
My biggest fear is that we're going to repeat the same mistakes because we're not taking any precautions. This government keeps promising and under-delivering. They promised a whole bunch of, you know, infrastructure spending, but I don't see a plan. And I've grown weary of this government because they promise and then they don't. They, in fact, lie to the public. And it's very, very sad.
Being isolated has impacted all of her students, but she also recognizes that for many of her students who are new immigrants to the country, the challenges that they share with their classmates have also been unique.
It's more the socialization, you know, the need to make friends. You're in a whole new place and you're leaving behind, a lot of kids are leaving behind their friends and close family members. And so more than the academic, it's also the mental health piece, right? And connecting to other kids and just feeling that sense of scheduled normalcy, which was missing throughout this pandemic in the school year, because as you know, we were in and out.
Ottawa Public Health cites that almost 45% of Ottawa's population is made up of immigrants. And according to the most recent census data from the City of Ottawa website, nearly 4% of our population are immigrants who arrived in Canada within the last 5 years. The Ottawa Local Immigration Partnership released a report earlier this year that found that immigrants are at a higher risk of being exposed to COVID-19. One of the biggest reasons for this is that many immigrants are frontline workers, such as personal support workers, caregivers, cleaners, and rideshare drivers. In Peel, Bhatt says that many of the students she teaches have parents who are frontline workers in factories. She has seen these students be impacted by the pandemic in two different ways. One way has been families who did not have immediate access to vaccines.
The lack of funding for vaccines and vaccination prioritization affects new immigrant families because a lot of the families are frontline workers. And so without vaccine prioritization, there were a lot of families that were put at risk. And so many new immigrants were opting to keep their kids at home because of the safety issues, and there's like a lack of connection when you're online versus when you're in person.
The other way she saw immigrant families impacted was due to a lack of priority placed on paid sick leave for many of these workers. Bhatt witnessed families who may have wanted to keep their children at home, but simply were unable to because of what their jobs asked of them.
All the folks that work in those factories have families and children that go to our schools, right? And without access to paid sick leave, most of those children were coming into school, right? Because the parents could not afford to take a day off of work because this government did not prioritize paid sick leave, which is a whole other piece to this pandemic, right? When we're asking families to self-isolate, that means, you know, there's a loss of income and a lot of families cannot afford that, especially if they're a new immigrant.
Bhatt has spoken firsthand with families who are conflicted about sending their children back to in-person classrooms. She says they go back and forth between fearing for their child's safety and fearing for their mental health. She wants to see the Ford government make vaccinating frontline workers a priority so that parents can have some ease of mind about the level of their children's exposure.
And so parents, you know, even right now are having to make that difficult decision between in-person and online. And there's a definite conflict because parents are seeing that with their kids and they want their kids to be in person. I'm sure the children do too. But then there's that fear of the fourth wave and the Delta variant. And so, you know, really this government needs to take responsibility. You know, they cut funding to public education during a pandemic. And I find that appalling. They should be investing in public education, lowering classroom sizes, you know, investing in ventilation, like tangibly making a plan, and also figuring out how we're going to vaccinate frontline workers in a way that ensures that students are safe, having rapid testing in places that are needed.
Fundamentally, Bat doesn't want to see mistakes that were made last school year repeated again this time around. She says she's worried by the Ontario Back to School plan because it lacks concrete measures to protect students and keep them in the classroom. She would like to be able to bond with her students again instead of jumping from different classrooms without a chance to really get to know them. Last year, she knows that her students had a hard time. Still, she wants to acknowledge that they all did their best to work in difficult circumstances.
We found our moment. Like at the end of the day, the students that I taught last year were phenomenal, and we, you know, found moments of beauty in the chaos that was the school year. But would I want to repeat it again? No, and that's what I'm afraid of. You know, students deserve more than moments of beauty. They deserve like an entire school year of fun and learning. And, you know, I think the grade 8s that I taught were such troopers, but they deserve better. The reason why I'm personally advocating, and I know a lot of community members are, is because we want better for our children.
School in Ottawa will resume in September. More about the Ontario Back to School Plan can be found through the Ontario Ministry of Education website.